Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
To hear the Word of God with our ears is a gift that most of us may take for granted. Sister Conchetta Lopresti, meanwhile, uses her hands to help spread the good news to those who are physically unable to hear it. She grew up in Avalon, Pennsylvania, in a home where her grandmother did not speak English and where Conchetta did not speak Italian. They learned to communicate through the use of their hands. After entering the Sisters of St. Francis of Millvale in 1970, Sister Conchetta taught elementary-level students with multiple disabilities and special needs. It was there that she learned sign language. As a result of the merger of five Franciscan communities, Sister Conchetta relocated to Western New York, where she took leadership in deaf ministry for the Diocese of Buffalo. She currently is based out of 14 Holy Helpers Parish in West Seneca and assists deaf worshipers to access and receive the blessings and messages which come from Masses and from other events as needed, including funerals. In a 2021 interview with Global Sisters Report, she explained that the most important aspect of her ministry is reaching out to the marginalized. Sister Conchetta Lopresti is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of many more throughout the diocese who are touching and changing lives every day. If you know a sister active in your local parish or school, remember to take a moment to say thank you. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.